So we've got just a, we've got a small number of tuberculosis cases confirmed in Chicago migrant shelters. Where are they? Ah, they're throughout various shelters. We don't really know how many. Not really sure. It's nothing to worry about. You know, sending their kids to school with a little tuberculosis. What could go wrong? Let's check out what's going on in Chicago. Here we go. It literally wasn't that long ago, and we were dealing with the whole pandemic. Oh, you got to get the jab. You got to get the jab. And at the same time, we knew that all these folks coming in from all these third world countries, they didn't have the jab. It wasn't mandatory for them to have the jab to come into the country. Well, now that they're here, you're seeing we had a measles epidemic kind of kick up. It was a small one. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. Measles, I mean, you know, now it's tuberculosis. Okay, TB. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Remember how many people here in Washington, we had state troopers. We had all kinds of folks that were getting fired because they didn't have the jab. And you've got millions of these folks coming in. No jabs necessary of any kind. Whether it's just not mandatory. Just come on in. What's your name? I mean, we'll believe you. Yeah, you no form of ID. Just, you know, drop your identification at the border and move on with whomever you want to be. All right, we're going to take your, you know, we're going to take your picture, though. We're going to image assess you. Wild times, wild times. Chicago health officials confirmed Wednesday that there is a small number, just a scooch of tuberculosis cases amongst migrants in the city, and their medical teams are ramping up contact tracing. Sounds like the pandemic, doesn't it? We're going to contact tracing. We're going to follow everybody around. Remember that at the beginning? I mean, we had that huge outbreak here in a nursing home in Kirkland. And that's where this whole pandemic thing kind of started in North America. Going to have contact tracing. We're going to follow up on it. And then it just got so rampant. Now they're on, what, the 10th iteration of the vaccine? I mean, really? Come on now. Is it even a thing? I mean, it's the flu, right? It's the flu. You got a bad case of the flu, if you even get a bad case of the flu. Chicago Department of Public Health said that the cases were reported. Here's the quote. Here's the second quote. So it's just a small number. Don't really know how many. A few different shelters. Yeah, right here. A few different shelters in the city. Ah, could you imagine if this was the pandemic and we're talking about, you know, coronavirus? Oh, my word. Three here, two there, one there. Oh, this is terrible. Worst thing ever. Instead, you've just got, it's a few different shelters. Don't worry about it. It's just tuberculosis. Yeah, it's not that bad. Yeah, it just really works on the lungs. Yeah. So we got a few different shelters in the city. However, officials did not disclose the exact number of confirmed cases. Why not? Why aren't we doing that? Why don't we know? Is anybody concerned? I don't think they are. I don't think they are. But man, if you wanted to talk about ivermectin during the pandemic, oh no, I can't have that. No, ixnay on that. We can't even talk about that. I mean, they worked harder. The federal government worked harder on getting rid of ivermectin than they did fentanyl. It's just true, right? Oh yeah, no, I don't know. Get the jab. That's what everything pointed to. Or which shelter locations they originated from. Just a little tuberculosis floating around out there. I have the scar on my shoulder. So, of course, I texted my mom because I can't remember. I don't know what it was from. I got it as a kid, right? And my mom said that was tuberculosis vaccination because my brother and I did not have to get the smallpox vaccination. Smallpox ceased to exist sometime around 1971, 1972. I was born in late 68, so maybe, I don't know, Seattle area, we just didn't do it anymore by then. But by then, most of the smallpox had been eradicated. So didn't have, you know, my mom said that she had to get the smallpox before she left Australia to come over here. And that was in, I think, early 68, something like that. I can't remember. And maybe it was 67, I don't know, late 60s, right? Before I was born. And she had to get it, but my brother and I didn't have to get it. My brother's born in 71. So I've got the TB, get that little divot in your shoulder. Yeah, mold, because that's from tuberculosis. Here's another quote. These outbreaks happen in close quarters. People who are living close to one another.
Hmm.
Yeah. You mean like migrant shelter in Chicago, where they're all just laid out on what could go wrong, right? What could go wrong? Outbreaks happen in close quarters, said Dr. Anuruddha Hazra, associate professor of whatever, infectious diseases. Well, Dr. Hazra said the situation is cause for concern. Here's that word again, right? There is that word again. I have some concern that as millions of people come into the United States who aren't vaccinated with against anything because they're coming from third world countries where vaccinations aren't a big deal, I have concern that they're going to spread this as they you know, enter society. And their children don't have vaccinations. How is that working out? Do they have to get vaccinated like, you know, regular kids do, U.S. citizens' children do, to go to school? Or are they just given a hall pass? I think it's a hall pass at this point, right? And they go, oh, we'll catch up with those vaccinations later. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You know, bienvenidos los Estados Unidos, right? Welcome. So the confirmed tuberculosis cases come as measles cases in Chicago surpass 55. Yeah. We've literally got that. Tuberculosis breaks out in Chicago migrant shelters following the measles cases. Yeah, that's what we're doing. And you know what? Hardly anybody has covered this. Just like, it's TB. Don't worry about TB. Not that big of a deal. And we mostly eradicated it throughout the country, but now we do seem to have some cases popping up. And cases of these diseases do pop up. Measles, however, is preventable through vaccination. All right. There's no effective vaccine against tuberculosis. And in adults, especially, I've been reading up on this. Tuberculosis is an infectious bacterial disease that mainly affects the lungs. All right. Yeah, I'd rather not get it. And if there's any preventing of any of this stuff, I'd rather, you know, have that squared away a little bit. But you know what? Go ahead, bring 11 million illegal immigrants into the country. I'm sure it will work out fine. It'll be good. You got school-age kids? Well, you know, it might bring something home, but don't worry about that. I mean, you know, got to integrate everybody into the world, right? Yeah, it's what we're doing. It can only be spread by someone with active tuberculosis disease, someone who is actively coughing up these droplets. That is how it gets spread. Okay. All right, you're not making me feel any better at all. Not at all. It's tuberculosis. It's TB, right? Yeah, don't want to get. Yeah, no. Dr. Rashek says open-air facilities like shelters can lead to increased transmission. All right, what are we going to do about that? Nothing. What are we going to do? We're going to disclose as little as we can. We're just going to kind of move on and just figure something else to talk about. How about them Bears? How about those Chicago Bears? What about those Bears? Yeah, right? I mean, is that what we're doing? Kind of feels like it is. The important thing is to try and figure out who has the active disease and properly treating them. So somebody's got tuberculosis and it's important to figure out who it is. Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, you went to how many years of med school to work that one out? I mean, I'm not trying to hammer on a doctor, but the important thing is trying to figure out who has it and who's got the active disease and who's properly treating them. Are we properly treating them? I don't really know. Don't really know. Meanwhile, CDPH said that on Wednesday that about 10 to 20% of residents in Central and South America have latent tuberculosis infections. I'm not feeling any better about this whole thing as I read this article. Are you hearing me talk about it? Which means they are asymptomatic and that the infection is not transmissible to others. Yeah, I'd still rather not get it. I'd rather not be around somebody who has it. You know, these articles, they say that you got to be around somebody for like 7 hours. All right. Okay. Yeah. But if you don't know they have it and you're around them and you get it, that's not something I want to deal with. That's not something I even want to think about, right? It's just not. Not everyone who acquires TB will develop an active infection. Percentage of folks will actually develop what we call a latent infection. But that latent tuberculosis can then reactivate to become active TB at some point in the future. Again, I'm just not feeling better about this. They can still receive anti-tuberculosis therapy to make sure that latent infection is fully eradicated. All right. So we've got some of that going on in our migrant shelters. And, you know, what we're doing is just, shh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's not going to make things better. If you talk about it, it's not going to make things better. So just, you know, keep it on the down low, keep it on the hush hush. It's not really that. It's not that bad. So measles and smallpox and tuberculosis, known quantities. And yet the rest of us, United States citizens, passports and driver's license, everything, had to get the jab, got to get the jab for something that, you know, depending on who you believe, yeah, just wasn't that serious. And here we are with something that's a known quantity. Oh, it's okay. It's all right. Health experts also say that treatment could involve multiple antibiotics for several months, and it's crucial that a patient completes their full course of treatment. Well, with these migrants getting moved around, how do you think that's going to work out? Are you going to isolate them? What are you doing? What's the treatment you got going on here? How is that happening? Because it seems to me like you've kind of put them in an incubator for spreading the disease. So I'd like a little bit more information. I would like to know what's going on. Just, you know, just a little bit more. That'd make me feel a little bit calmer. I don't know about you, but you know, that's just kind of where I sit. A spokesperson for CDPH said that they are working to keep the cases contained. I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
How are you doing that? How are you doing that? Tell us about that. I'd like to know. And released the following statement to Fox 32 on Wednesday. CDPH is aware of a small number of cases of tuberculosis among new arrivals in a few different shelters over the course of the response. It's important to note that an estimated 10 to 20% of residents of Central and South America have latent TB infection, and which is asymptomatic and not transmissible to others, but does result in a positive tuberculosis test. Don't worry about it, though. I mean, it's mostly asymptomatic. Yeah, don't worry. Tuberculosis is curable with antibiotics and is not particularly infectious, typically requiring several hours or more of prolonged close contact between individuals to spread. But CDPH continues to take cases seriously in order to keep it contained. How are you going to do that at a migrant center? Yeah. Where they literally are just jammed in there or living in tents or whatever. How are you going to do that? What steps are you going to? You're not going to take any steps. It's just the way it is, right? We've come to third world country conditions, even with our healthcare. To date, CDPH has not confirmed any reports of tuberculosis that resulted from exposure to a new arrivals in Chicago. Yeah, but you don't even really know how many there are, or at least you're not disclosing or where they are, or who's got them. I got a couple, got a handful of them. Mum's the word. Shh, don't say anything. This whole thing will just smooth on out, go away. We'll have the election. Everything will be great. Tuberculosis is not a novel or rarely seen illness in Chicago, as the Chicago Department of Public Health typically expects to see between 100 and 150 cases of TB in Chicago residents in an average year. And we've got 50-something cases, is that right? We will continue to offer treatment to individuals as necessary and take the proper precautions to eliminate spread, but we do not consider this a matter presenting a substantial threat to the public. Yeah, interesting. You know, a lot of folks said at the beginning of the pandemic, you know what, this is kind of like the flu, you know, and if you're in bad shape anyway, upper respiratory, it's going to maybe shut you down, maybe take you out. So how about we just clear out all the people that have got the pre-existing conditions, get them out of harm's way, isolate them, and let everybody else carry on, because it's not really impacting kids. And if you're fairly healthy, it's, you know, you might get sick and you might not feel well. But you're not going to die. So how about we do? Oh, no. Good Lord. We got to shut down the economy. We got to shut everything down. Restaurants. We got to shut everything down. Just shut her down because we don't want to spread the Rona. And then get that jab. Get that jab. You've got to get the jab. But everybody else coming into the U.S., you got the jab? No. No. Come on in. Welcome. Chicago Alderman Raymond Lopez took to X this week, demanding that there be immunization standards for all asylum seekers. Doesn't that seem reasonable? I mean, we had to get them for everything, right? It's like, okay, we got all these vaccinations. Let's just load up on them. Give me the jab. Give me the scar in my arm. I was reading about that, why you get a scar on your shoulder. For those of you that are younger, it's like right in here, somewhere right on the backside. And it kind of looks like a divot, but it's kind of a flat divot. And it looks like if you've ever had a really bad case of chicken pox, which I did, left me with a bunch of scars. When I was a kid, I had a couple on my forehead that were pretty noticeable. But, you know, it's one of those things where they give you the shot, the injection of TB, whatever, not TB, but small, whatever. Yeah, tuberculosis. And then it creates a little bit of a blister. And then that blister is what causes the scarring. So I know older folks have than me. I mean, I'm old, but even older people, right? Because they do exist, even though I'm in my, you know. So it on like my dad, I think, I can't remember, some parental figure. They're bigger. The scars are bigger because they had, I don't know, bigger needles. They injected more in there. We got to really get rid of the TB. So we're just going to jab you up. Performative politics and hurt feelings kept City Hall from avoiding the obvious looming disaster. Anyone who demanded action to protect our residents was called racist, xenophobic, and anti-immigrant by fringe politicians. And now here we are. Measles? Yep. Now tuberculosis? Both confirmed in Chicago. Shame on every mouthpiece that worked so hard to keep this secret, Alderman Lopez said in his post. And he is a Democrat. He is a Democrat, and he has some reasonable information. Interesting, right? His full post can be found below. I watched him on Fox talking about it. You know, even texting with my mom, and she was saying, you know what? I expect that we're going to have some pretty good sized outbreaks of diseases that we haven't in the past, because you've got all these people coming from basically third world countries throughout the United States, or that are in the United States now, and they're not vaccinated against anything. So, you know, it's one of those things. My mom was a registered nurse back in the day. She did nursing training in London. She was a nurse in London in late 60s. So, and then she was a nurse here as well in the United States. And so, you know, she's given a few shots in her time. So we were kind of talking about that via text. And it's like, yeah, we're going to have some outbreaks, because when you put 11 million people with a whole bunch of kids, a lot of these folks have kids, you're going to have some issues just based on the numbers. Now, I talk about, you bring in 11 million people, whatever it is, maybe a few million more, but who's counting into the population? Certain percentage of those are, they're going to be criminals. They're going to be the rapists. They're going to be the, you know, working for the cartel, whatever it might be. You're gonna have that just based on sheer numbers alone, based on the data and the science. Remember when you heard that and you looked at the data and the science and you're like, you're extrapolating that answer from that? Are you kidding me? What are you talking about? You are not. Yeah, we're just making up stuff, right? So tuberculosis is an airborne disease that can occur in any part of the body. That's good to know. But it most often causes infection in the lungs. Oh, I feel better already. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, good. Tuberculosis is spread from person to person through the air and happens when a person with tuberculosis of the lungs sneezes, coughs, speaks, or sings, and a person nearby breathes in the bacteria. Huh. You mean like at a migrant shelter? You mean like that? Yeah, if someone is not treated properly, tuberculosis can be a severe or deadly disease, officials said. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah, I guess we'll just kind of, you know, we'll just see how this goes. We'll just see what happens. One of the other things, do you remember Chicago Reels? This is all in Chicago. Let's go. Brandon Johnson is just doing a stellar job of not doing his job, right? Hey, let's go. Brandon is just, he is in the crosshairs of attention getting, because every time he turns around, he is making a terrible decision. It's just like, what? You're not talking about, oh yeah, you don't want to stop. Oh yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah, you're extending ShotSpotter technology until the Democratic National Convention, and then right after that, you're quitting it because you don't have any money? Is that what? You're extending it after that because the residents in your community are demanding it? What do you got going on here? Well, let's harken back to Chicago reels from fallout of toxic metals at proposed migrant shelter camp. Remember when they're going to put up a migrant shelter camp on toxic metals? It's not funny. It's horrible. It's horrible. Three Chicago aldermen were now calling for the resignation of seven officials from Mayor Let's Go Brandon Johnson's administration. After the city insisted multiple times that the site was still safe to build, they scraped a little dirt off the top, hoping to make it better, still safe to build on, and that the most problematic levels of contamination had been removed. Now, don't have to worry about it, guys. It's all good. We scraped away that top layer. I mean, you can virtually just put a straw down there, put some water, suck up that bad boy. It's all good. Yeah, a little dirt-flavored water never hurt anybody. Illinois' Governor J.B. Pritzker pulled the plug on the construction of the $65 million tent camps in the Brighton Park neighborhood near Midway Airport after the state Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, reviewed an 800-page report released by the city. This report showed that mercury, arsenic, lead, cyanide, pesticides, and the now banned cancer compounds known as PCBs were found on the 9.43 acre property. And they were going to use that for housing of the shelter of the migrants, of the illegals. So, you know, what can we conclude from all this? Yeah, government doesn't give a rat's ass about people. Right. Bring them in. There'll be a vote down the road. Yeah, bring them in. Yeah, it'll cause the whole population shift to take place. Yeah. I mean, they're potential voters down the road. We think they're going to vote the right way. So what do you got going on here? Yeah, you've just got shenanigans left and right, right? I mean, when I see these news stories, I look at them and I go, what? Are you kidding me? I mean, but what did you expect? I mean, that's bottom line, right? What did you expect? How did you think this would go when you bring millions of people in and you don't require them to have the vax? How does that work exactly? How does that work exactly? When we've got people that we need in our community that have been fired from their jobs because, you know, that whole my body, my choice thing just went out the window. I mean, at one time, that's all you heard about, right? With the whole got the whole Roe v. Wade, and, you know, all this time is my body, my choice. Yeah, that was the big mantra back in the day, right? Don't touch my body, my choice. Well, that didn't really happen in 2020, did it? What about my choice of whether I want to take the vaccine or not? Yeah, that didn't happen, did it? Remember Schwarzenegger, F your freedom, but he didn't say the F word. F your freedom. Oh, okay. Well, we know what side you stand on. But this whole concept of, you know, thinking logically, that when you bring in this many people into the country, that maybe, just maybe, some, you know, people might get some, you know, diseases from third world countries because they walked through said countries and they're coming into the United States illegally. And then when they set up shop here, they're spreading this stuff around. I mean, that's pretty reasonable, isn't it? And that's exactly what you've got going on. It's just in limited basis that we know of, because we're not really being told. Just a small handful of cases, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 a day. We don't know. We have no idea. And I don't want to spread rumors like that. But we wouldn't know the difference, would we? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not that bad. You know, tightens up the lungs and you might die from it, but don't worry about it. It's not that bad. I mean, when people are, you know, right on top of each other, like at a migrant shelter, I mean, you could, it's conceivable that that could get passed around like a hot potato. There you go. You know, a little sneezing and a little coughing action, a little bit of singing, maybe a little bit of singing at church. Who knows? Around the bonfire, anything can happen. And then wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You've got tuberculosis. Would you rather have TB? Or would you rather have measles? Take your pick. I'd rather not have either. I'd rather have people get the vaccinations they need then we don't have to worry about this stuff. And that seems reasonable to me. Yeah. Yeah. But that's not what we're doing. We're doing shenanigans. So I would love to have you as a subscriber if you haven't already, because we're talking about this stuff on the regular, because these are reasonable topics. All right. We have to get it, but you don't. Yeah, that's not reasonable. Thanks again for being here. Catch up with you in the next episode. Bye for now.